Betty, dear, open the door, will you?
Yes, Mother.
Oh, good afternoon, Mrs. Moore.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Bennett. Well, take your life. You're certainly the busiest woman I ever see.
Well, that is the only day I have to clean up the place and wash my own clothes and Betty's and Johnny's.
And Betty doing all she can to help. Just like a regular grown-up lady. Yeah,
of course she is.
And I'll be old enough to really help, and then Mother won't have to work overtime all week.
Well, even with my working overtime, we barely get along. Prices what they are. Milk, eggs, vegetables, all the things Johnny needs.
Well, it's none of my business, Mrs. Bennett. I'm only the janitress of this tenement, and heavens knows I've troubles enough of my own. But I don't see what with a little girl and a crippled boy and all. You don't ask for charity.
No, I just couldn't. I'd rather die.
You die? Well, how about that little lame boy of yours?
Oh, but Johnny's getting better, Mrs. Moore. Don't you think he looks better?
He needs fresh air. That's what he needs, and he... Not in the next room, is he?
No, I sent him out on the street.
Well, like I was saying, you should be getting something from the city.
Oh, but
I know you're proud, Mrs. Bennett. You're one of them people who've lately come down in the world, and you just can't get used to it.
I know, but...
Well, I must go now. I brought you a bowl of soup for Johnny.
No, you shouldn't have, Mrs. Moore.
I'd only be throwing it out anyhow.
Well, thanks.
Well, I'll be running along now. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Here's Johnny now. Where is Johnny? What have you got there now?
Oh, Mrs. Moore. Mother,
yes,
I found Johnny.
Johnny Bennett, what is it that's coming up the stairs after you?
Mother.
Huh?
Oh, Mother. Mother, I've got a dog.
This week, our radio play deals with the story of a boy and his dog and the abiding friendship between them. This feature story will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, that most entertaining magazine which has by far the largest circulation in the world. The American Weekly is distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast.
Johnny Bennett, where in the world did you get that awful mutt?
Oh, maybe she is a mutt, Mother, but gee, he's so friendly and cuddly. We could get a lot of laughs out of him, Mother.
But Johnny, dear... We can't keep a dog here in these two little dark, overcrowded, airless rooms.
Oh, he don't care about that, Mother. He's not high hat.
Oh, but Johnny, we can't keep him.
Oh, Mother. Oh, Mother, please. But like it's kind of lonesome sometimes.
Johnny.
None of the kids in the block will play with me because I can't run and jump like they can. On account of because I have these old crutches all the time.
Oh, my darling.
But Poochie, he don't care about that. He's lonely, too. He just sort of adopted me and... Gee, Mother, I can't let him down. It's kind of like going back on a pal.
But, Johnny, dear, how will we feed him?
Well, that's all right. I saw a man with a big dog on a leash, and I asked the man what to feed my pup. And the man said, oh, give him cod liver oil and raw eggs.
Raw eggs?
Lots of milk with a little lime water in it.
Milk? Lime water?
And vegetables and raw chopped meat.
Oh, but, Johnny, don't you... But, dear, I... All those things, we can't... Oh, get away from there, you crazy dog. Stop it. Stop that. Do you hear me? Stop
okay,
it.
Okay, so, Mother. Oh. He thinks you're playing a game.
Oh.
Here, Pooch. Come here. See? See how he comes? Stop that chew.
Look at him thump that funny tail of his on the floor.
Oh, I couldn't cry. I had one fairly decent pair of shoes to go to work in, and that dreadful little beast has chewed up one of them.
Oh, Mother. He didn't know. You can't expect a pup to know everything right away.
Look. See, Mother? He's licking the hand.
Look. See how he smiles up at you with his head on one side? Can I keep him? Can I, Mother?
We'll try it, Johnny. We'll
go. Poochie, you hear? Gee, we're going to have fun, Poochie. Get near, Paul. Let's shake. Look, old fella. You and me, we're pals. Where I go, you go. Look how his nose twitches, Mother. He knows every word you say to him. Now, you belong to me, Poochie. Wait, never mind the flea. We can get that later on. Now you belong to me. Forever and ever.
Why, Mother, it seems so funny to come home from school and see you here. Did you lose your job?
No, dear. They cut down the work at the shop. We're only working part-time now.
Oh, that's too bad, Mother. What you barking for?
He and Johnny are having a grand old time in the next room.
It doesn't seem like it's only 2 months since we got Poochie, does it, Mother?
No. Having that dog has made a change in Johnny. You know how I used to have to coax him to eat? Mm-hmm. Well, now he's finished his wife. His plate's just as clean as a whistle. Mm-hmm. What's in the bowl you have there, dear?
Oh, as I came in, Mrs. Moore gave it to me. It's tea she sent for Mrs. Johnny.
Oh, she's so kind, a dear old soul.
She said she'd only throw it out anyhow.
She always says that. Betty, dear.
Yes, Mary?
There's something I think you should know. I took Johnny to the clinic yesterday.
Does that mean to see a doctor?
Yes, dear.
What did the doctor say?
He said Johnny would have to go away to some home in the country. Some charity place.
But what will we do with Poochie if Johnny goes to that place in the country?
Mm-hmm. You just have to get rid of him, Betty.
Oh.
I dread telling Johnny. Johnny? Johnny, dear?
Yes, Mother?
Mrs. Moore sent you some lovely stew with carrots in it. You stay there, and I'm just going to get a spoon. There. There you are now. Oh, down, Pooch, down. Oh, that dog.
He's learned how to shake hands, Mother. Look. Look now. Here, Pooch. Shake, fella.
Will he shake hands with me too, Johnny?
Well, I don't know. He's kind of fussy who he shakes hands with.
Oh, you.
Here, Poochie, will you? Poochie, Poochie,
never mind that now. Now, here, eat your stew, Johnny. It's so good for you, dear.
Could I have a piece of that onion?
No, Betty, I want Johnny to have it all. He needs it more than you do.
Mother, look.
Johnny Bennett, what are you doing?
Nothing, Mother.
Oh, Johnny. And I was congratulating myself on the fact that your appetite has improved. You've been sneaking everything off your own plate and feeding it to that idiotic dog. That's why the doctor at the clinic said that you were undernourished.
But, Mother...
You're going hungry yourself. That settles it. That dog will just have to go.
Go?
Oh, Johnny, dear. Little boys must sometimes be very brave. You're going off to a big, fine place in the country, dear.
Where would Pooch go? He hasn't any folks but just me.
We'd give him to the pound, dear.
The pound, Mother? But, Mother, at the pound, they kill dogs.
But first they'll try to find a family who'll be good to Poochie.
But if they don't, then they'll...
They'll just put Poochie to sleep, dear, if nobody comes to take him away. They'll just put him to sleep very gently and very kindly.
But nobody would take Pooch, and I'll tell him because he's not what you'd call a looker.
We'll just have to get rid of that dog, Johnny.
And you'll go off to the country, Johnny, and when you come back, maybe we'll have money like we used to have when Daddy was here, and... And Mother, buy you another dog.
Yes,
a fine dog.
I
don't
want
another dog. Oh, Mother. I just want Poochie.
I didn't promise you could keep him, dear. I only said we'd try.
Don't worry, Pooch. I won't let you down, fella. I won't let you down.
It is midnight. Silence broods over the tenement. All the world, it seems, is sleeping. All but one little lame boy and his sister and one little hound dog. The children have dressed quietly for the street. From a distance comes a clock striking one.
1 o'clock. I guess we waited long enough. Where's my other crutch? Here it is, Johnny. Oh, I don't think we ought to go out alone. Mother won't like it. Oh, Johnny, let's not go.
You don't want Pooch to be killed, do you?
No. Hey, Pooch, sit down. We mustn't wake Mother. Look, Pooch, what I'm doing now, it's not because I don't love you. It's kind of because I've got to save your life, see?
Oh, you're such a swell guy, Pooch.
Gee, don't forget the note that you wrote, Johnny. I've got it right here, Betty. I'll read it again. See if you think it's all right. Listen.
Uh-huh.
To whom it may concern, please take care of this dog. Mother made me get rid of him.
Oh, that's fine, Johnny.
Where do I tie this note around your neck? I can't see, Mother. I guess I'm just as busy crying like this.
Quiet now. Now let's get this old door open without a squeak.
Well... Come on.
Oh, couldn't we stop now, Johnny? We've come awful far.
Gotta keep going. Can't take a chance on Pooch finding his way back.
We've been walking almost an hour.
Yeah.
see creatures. Nice out here. Nice big lawn for you to run on and houses with porches where you can sleep in the sun. Gee, you'll just forget all about me in no time. They'll give you nice, juicy bones, maybe.
But this is a fine-looking house, Johnny.
Keep still, Pooch. Yes, it is a full house, Betty. It's just I can't go any further. We'll go up and tie Poochie on the porch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look, Poochie, Poochie. A rug for you to sleep on. A rug and everything.
Here, I'll tell you. It's a seat.
Well. Bye, Bella. Goodbye. Dear Poochie Woochie.
You want to wake up the whole town?
Lie down.
You don't have to rub it in like this. Poochie Woochie. Don't forget it,
will you?
There, Poochie. Go to sleep. I know you're all tuckered out. You're kind of tuckered out, too. Dear God. This is Poochie, my dog. My pal. Please make these rich people who live in this house, make them be good to Poochie. And give them lots of bones. I guess I gotta stop now, God. And they got him because I'm crying so.
Come on, Johnny. Let's go home.
Do you think God heard me, Betty? Mother says God's everywhere. And he knows about even the clouds when they fall. I guess God's too busy to take care of a little hound dog, Johnny.
Mrs. Bennett, will you look at this paper?
Well, what is it?
Your dog, heaven bless me, it's a picture of Poochie.
Oh, Poochie?
Yes.
Poochie's got his picture in the paper?
Sure.
Let's see. Look, Mother, it is Poochie.
Well, for goodness sake.
He has his head on one side, kind of smiling. You see, Betty? You see? God wasn't too busy.
Please, no, and the whole town is just going crazy over that poor dog. And the note they found tied around its neck. Looks like Poochie's having the time of his life.
Hundreds of people are trying to get him.
Hundreds of people are trying to get Poochie?
Yes. Rich people, poor people, all sorts of people. Some even offering bank references.
Sure, and every now and born day saw the light. A picture of that crazy dog right on the front page. Everybody wondering and trying to find the boy who wrote that pitiful note.
And everybody wondering what kind of a mother it was who had forced the little boy to part with his dog. To whom it may concern, please take care of this dog. Mother made me get rid of him. Oh,
John. Oh, that's okay, Mother. Poochie's all right now. I guess I used to think young folks were mostly a pain in the neck. But I guess grown folks are pretty swell guys after all.
This radio play, which has just been presented to you, was taken from a story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine which has by far the largest circulation in the world. The American Weekly is distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. And now we turn you over to your local announcer.